A very good evening to you, Zimbabwe. This is Kip Stubbe in Maryland, and this is Live Talk on August 31st, 2020.
And I'm Marvelous Nhlanganya, who are in Washington this Monday, August 31st, 2020, where we are still reporting that there is an escalation in the number of deaths from COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. Right now, we have 196 deaths, and also we have 6,412 cases in Zimbabwe, but the good news is there are 5,061 recoveries in Zimbabwe from COVID-19.
Now, when we look at international figures, we know that according to Johns Hopkins University, there are over 25 million people that have contracted COVID-19, and out of these people, about 846,000 have actually died. And Johns Hopkins University also reports that in USA, there are almost 6 million people who have contracted COVID-19, and at least 183,068 people have died. Yes, Rwanda balinganjani lapho khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo lo wonke sibeke kuhlelo lo live talk. So ke lamhlanje sicoka ngokunengi okunye okwangikhona sikhuluma ngeCOVID-19. Siyabona ukuthi COVID-19 sibihlabile emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Nxa sikhuluma ke kule Zimbabwe, uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luyabika lapha lithi kulabantu abedlula 6,000 asebebanjwe i-COVID-19. Kuze kuthi phakathi kwenani leli kulaba yi-5,061 asebesilile. Kuze kusithi abayi 196 asebabhubha. I-Johns Hopkins University yabika njalo ukuthi kulabantu abedlula 25 million asebebanjwa i-COVID-19. Phakathi kwenani leli kule 846,877 asebabhubha. Isibhedlela lesi siyabika njalo ukuthi kwele Melika sokulabantu abafika phose 6 million usebebanjwe i-COVID-19. Kuthi-ke phakathi kwenani leli sokule 183,068 asebebhubhile. Sakhuluma ngokunye njalo okutshiyeneyo, so we'll be focusing on other issues, including some remarks by Herman Mashaba, who is the former Democratic Alliance leader or mayor of Johannesburg. We actually say that there's need for the ANC government to actually seize assets and money and all those things belonging to ZANU-PF officials so that the situation in Zimbabwe can be normalized. So that's one of the things. And the other issue is concerning some British bishops who are actually backing up the Catholic bishops in Zimbabwe. We actually said there is a crisis in the Southern African nation. Marvelous.
Aiwa kune vachangobva kupinda kumichirongwa tinokuchingamidzai nhasi tichange tikutarisa nyaya yedambudziko rechirwere cheCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus iyo yatekeshera pasi rose. Pari zvino munyika yeZimbabwe pane vanhu 6,412 vabatwa nechirwere cheCOVID-19 uyezve pane vanhu 196 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kuchirwere ichi. Asi pane zvakare nhaurwa iri kubuda yekuti pane vanhu vakabatwa neCOVID-19 vakawanikwa vachikunda chirwere ichi vanosvika ivo 5,061. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano, uyezve tichikurukura panyaya yekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu. Tinotarisa kuti pane nyaya iri kubva muSouth Africa iri kuti iyo vaye vanotsigira ZANU-PF kana kuti makurukota eZANU-PF anofanirwa kunge achibatirwa zvimwanikwa zvavo kuti vasapinde muSouth Africa. Kana vane zviwanikwa zviri muSouth Africa zviwanikwa zvichibatwa ikoko. Uyezve tichitarisa nyaya yekuti pane nyaya yakawanda iri kuitika munyika panyaya yekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu. Hurumende iri kuti hapana kodzero dzevanhu dziri kutyorwa munyika, asi mapato anopikisa achiti aiwa pane kodzero dzevanhu dziri kutyorwa munyika pari zvino. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano, asi nyaya huru inyaya yeCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus iyo yatekeshera pasi rose pari zvino. Saka tichange tiri kukurukura tichingoonesana nenyanzi zvedu dzedu kuti zviri kufamba sei pari zvino, Gibbs.
Yes, we are trying to get hold of some of our guests, and one of the guests is Mr. Regis Musango of ZANU-PF. I guess maybe he's now ready to take our call. So let me try to call him so that we can discuss this issue with him and other guests. So now, as it is right now, there were supposed to be some protests today at the Mosina and Bybridge border post, with some people calling for the shutdown or total shutdown of the borders until the government of Zimbabwe transforms in terms of its political and economic situation. So some people were calling for that. Yes, Rwanda was able to civilly abantu abaningi bafisa ukuthi kulungiswe konke konke okuhlupha kwele Zimbabwe kwenze ukuthi kulungiswe okuningi. So siyabona right now we are joined by one of our guests, and that is Mr. Regis Busango. He is a ZANU-PF activist. Mr. Busango, can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir, but I'm not a ZANU-PF activist. I'm a ZANU-PF chairman for North America.
Yes, thanks for the clarification. So he's quite a big guy, so let's call him exactly that. So, Mr. Busango, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Brother Gibbs.
Yes, so we see that there are several issues here that we are discussing. One of those issues is what Mr. Herman Mashaba said, you know, at the weekend. You know, he noted that there is a political crisis in Zimbabwe, and so now there is need for the South African government to actually seize some assets of senior ZANU-PF officials. What's your reaction to that, Mr. Busango?
Yeah, well, the truth of the matter is that there won't be no assets that are going to be seized by any South African government. As I reiterated from the past, that the ZANU-PF is a revolutionary party, ANC is a revolutionary party. Most of the parties, political parties in Africa, they say, actually, SADC is even the worst. They are very related. They are always working in call. So you would not find any SADC or African government seizing or freezing any assets for any African country. That is a dream that is not going to come true. Those, I think whatever he says, he wishes, but I wish if wishes were horses. That's not going to happen.
Saka munoti pachivanhu muchitaura nezvona kuti zvizvi zviri kuitika panyaya iyoyi yekuti pane zviwanikwa kana kuti maassets evanhu veZANU-PF ari kunziwo nevamwe vari muSouth Africa awanikwe vachibatwa.
Yes, ndinotenda Sister Magla. Zvandataura ndichitaura hangu nechirungu ndakuita nechikarangani chipi. MuSADC kana kuti muAfrica, magovernment mazhinji ari muAfrica marevolutionary party. Ndovakapa independence kunyika dzino dziri muAfrica, ende vanoshanda vese semabrothers and sisters. Handi munoziva national anthem yedu yakudhara yekuAfrica yekuti shekomborerai Africa. Iyaya ndiyo inounite maAfricans yese. When it comes to Africa, vanhu vese vemuAfrica, mapresident vanounite for one cause. Saka nyaya yavala yavamashavo yekuti vanoda kuti maassets afriziwe. Aiwa, uko kungorota hako zviroto zvagara zviroto, toziziva hakusi kutanga kuhwa munhu achirota, even though ari munhu ane position mugovernment or mupolitical party. Saka zvakadaro hazvisi kuzoitika, but chishuviro chavo havo, munhu nomunhu ane chishuviro chake, but izvo chishuviro chisingakwanisi kuzoti chiitike.
Thank you very much. And now we are joined by Miss Vivian Nomalanga Pepe and Mr. Josphat Muzaka Ngulube. He is in hiding as we speak right now. So, Mr. we'll start with you, Mr. Ngulube. So, looking at the situation in Zimbabwe right now, we know that there are some activists like you who are actually on the run. Tell us a bit about what is going on with you right now.
Abantu abakubonileyo labakubalileyo ikona lokhu ukuthi siyagijinyiswa isitha esiZANU-PF ngoba singafuni ukuthi abantu bakhulumele amalungelo abantu bonisane labo ukuthi kwenziwe into yelizwe selime mazozo into ezingasahambi. So izinto umnotho welizwe awusamanga kuhle. Nanzela ukuthi ucacana la ama-demonstrations sinabanye ama-activists ku-politics sakazokwatulela izindlu. Mhlaka 28 bayekwatula komthulisana nancube bavuka bekwatula kimhlaka 29 bekwatula kodwa ngasenginginazele sengive sengasuka endlini ngoba sembone bekwatula komthulisana nancube ekukwatuleni kwendlu lapha ngacaa ukuthi hayi kumbe yinto yama-demonstrations labuya ukuthi nebhika abafuni ukuthi abantu babhikishe batshengiselele ukuthi kabasuthiseki ngento ezenziwa nguhulumeni. Nanzisengiqashile khonapho ngasembona ukuthi abantu badojwa abantu ngafonela amapolisa ngibuza ukuthi ngilecala yini lo yena oda yekhangela amacala ethu aite politi machi kakakauda kani kota ito kuzeli nanzele kuchi kwa lawanda watu mbabande kusugu besenzani kakakine ngado kutumbe kusugu bakika bakuli mazi bakuko izeni bakufake zizi jote zinitesi mbonile lomfano ufaraka samara loo ufengi koloni kensa ukutasa nyo kuchi ikulu mende ya lehe ya ifake mzimbenu wake ipo izi na lehe ya nzi kensa nakatesi ya kubaleke nwami aisi kuchi mbaleke kuchi angira zani mbale wami kubaleke kuchi abantu baba kukane 3 sufile uzabala zao uzabala zao kuchana abantu wa lukile lamba kuitandu so nakatesi I was able to get a lot of people. Labanya bantu so lakachesi bila ndiye kuti abantu vaujaje sibona lowe hurungo vulewe sebebulala kuse wrong sele zangu kuti vakuse je omgaka kana kuti vaitusi labantu kuti kuzavulawa
yes yakuzwa baba Ngulube so what Mr. Ngulube is saying is that is in hiding because the ZANU-PF government is looking for him. He's a political activist and he says he will always fight for the people of Zimbabwe, but he says now he fears for his life. Now, coming to that issue, Baba Ngulube, Hemen Mashaba, just briefly.
It's a good idea that Hemen Mashaba is saying, but we check on the personality of Hemen Mashaba. He's not a strong character that can push that thing. He doesn't have even influence. We just see what someone is, but it's our grips politically, but we just hope if someone from an influential position or an influential personality can take over the idea ke ahambelayo ikuyinhle but okunye singathisinga abantu beZimbabwe sikhangela ukuthi awasolu ama solutions ethu azezwe abantu beSouth Africa into ebuhlunga kulo ukuthi tilantu eZimbabwe sesizwe izinto zandla yes ngiyazi ukuthi le inkulumo endiyabulala but into esifulala kakhulu enza singaphumeleli ukuthi silabathengisa abaningi kakhulu abantu bakithi kuma political parties kuna lapha asikhangela njengecomradeship ukuthi sempini elizwe leZimbabwe likhululwe izanga leZipra. These guys have been fighting in different trenches but they had one goal of removing the Smith regime and they managed to do that. But the problem is like uthi nakithi abantu bakithi you find we are fighting in party even le maparty iphatho liyo abantu they fight they always see competition ngenxa yokuthi abantu sebathatha babona ukuthi i-politics si-indlela yokuthi umuntu aqhathwe is a form of employment to amaZimbabweans. They don't see uti politics should unite people, bring a common cause to people. It should actually unlock a lot of problems. This law, but the problem is the ZANU-PF capitalize on it. Around to balance the cool. The change is on our forward to slave my party. We should know what is the strategy. When the MKC was done, I formed a group like the political talk podium. I was most influential people in my city and corner. I group play, I cope affiliated to any political party. When we come here, we are brothers and sisters or we are comrades. So it's the same thing, the mentality that we should have as people from Zimbabwe. What is the the enemy. If you see him that are doing something good, if that is good in radicalism, let's appreciate him and tolerate him for that. If someone is good for singing, let's appreciate his songs and promote him in his songs because he's a revolution. Whether it's someone desire or is good in poetry, in active poetry, in activism, just support him and learn to appreciate. But the problem is like,
thank you, yes. Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Mzaka Ngulube. We also have Miss Vivian Nomalanga Pepe. Miss Pepe, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And Miss Pepe is in Tel Aviv, in Israel. So how is Israel?
It's very hot. It's summer here now, so it's very, very hot. Like, I'm in the house now with AC on because it's just too hot.
Now, the first question is on your take on the Hemen Mashaba remarks. You know, he's saying seize all the ZANU-PF assets so that the Zimbabwe crisis may be resolved. What's your take on that?
What I can say is, of course, what he's saying, I partly agree with it. But coming from him, as someone who once came out and called for foreigners to be chased away from South Africa, and a lot of people ended up getting hurt, I just don't know what to say, because he said it at a moment when he's launching his political party. So I can take it as somebody who may be campaigning. So I don't know if to say he's genuine or he's trying to garner votes, because he knows if he tells South Africans that Zimbabweans are our problem here in South Africa, they may vote for him, because that's what they are waiting to listen now. Most South Africans, they just want to hear somebody who's blaming Zimbabweans because they don't know the root cause of our problems in Zimbabwe.
Yes, briefly, 10 seconds in Ndebele or 1 minute, right?
So, in Kenya, I mean, I would see Animas, Uti Yen, and Ukulumawake, Uti Ukulumel, Utu Uzuelana, Lavantu, Zimbabwe. Umbe ukhuluma ngoba la unqengisa amavoti ebantwini beSouth Africa, because uyazi ukuthi right now abantu beSouth Africa abaningi balindele nje ukuthi kuthiwe hayi ndiyabona iproblem le likhangelane layo, ngoba iSouth Africa siyayibona layo kathesi iyaphansi. So abantu beSouth Africa into abayilindeleyo right now ngumuntu ozobuya athi hayi ama-problems enenziwa ngama-foreigners, especially abantu baseZimbabwe. So I think in the end, we are using the language that we are going to talk about today. Ubuti, but very very now, we are very limited. Being Ubuti, Julius Malema, we started to work with Africans. Equal to South Africa, you cannot say umuntu we Africa is foreign ala payan. So yeah, I think in the end, we are going to have a tactic. Ubuti,
Thank you so much, Marvelous.
Vafu sango murukunzwa nyaya ye tolerance yanga iri kutaurwa na mukoma vangavari apa kuti zvakakosha kuti vanhu veZimbabwe vakwanise ivo kuyanana. Zvinokwanisika here izvi?
Mr. Vusango, are you there?
Yes, sorry, I didn't know that my question. Aywa. President, Comrade, last week, Vaka a very positive turnout with the communities from Matabeleland. I think there's a lot of partners from Matabeleland who Vaka we are putting out to get the thing I have for our hunts. Saga, Mkoma, Vanga, and I have for our hunts, you that. But you are in hiding. This is what you are hiding. Why? We are not hiding. 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 I don't believe so. And I, you know, I'm not disputing with the he has issues, but he cannot be in hiding. So, President, you are going to have to go to the school. For decades. So far, it is really in order. The first meeting was very positive. Saka, I know we are going to have to go to the school. We are going to have to go to the school. We are going to have to go. Whether my activist are poor or apple, Akuna Nika is some activist is the magnet. Quest, Kanaka America, Kunama Ekonama activist. Nika Inovanga is in the Ramberi, Munano, Anolika, Achuka Miranika, whether my activist are poor, whether apple, Saga, Puti, Nikaedu, Tirukinda, going towards the positive direction right now. with the current president. He's doing his job, and let's give him time to do the dialogue. Nilano Kumatebeleland, with the Ganedu Mitchell Peace. We want to bury the story and the issues of Kukura Unji. They've been hounding us for a long time, and we want the president to deal with this once and for all. But I don't know if I'm going to go back. Nema initiation, the Arkita Kumatebeleland. Then you have Kukura Unji, plus also development. Why Rio is coming up.
So can you put that in English? And I think one of our guests is moving around. So can you guys be in one place so that you don't have any kind of feedback? So now, go ahead. Can you say that in English, briefly?
You heard me in Shona, right?
Yes.
All right, in English, what I'm saying is, yes, in Zimbabwe, we are moving towards peace and stability like never before. The president, the comrade Idi Mnangagwa, was in Matabeleland last week. He met there with civil society and all other organizations who are within the discussion was all about the agenda. The theme was about the Kukura Unji, how we can resolve our issues that happened in the 1980s when a lot of people from Matabeleland lost their lives. So the president is working, and now we have got evidence that he is the president who is trying to get, you know, head on with the issue of the ground. And I think we should thank the president for such an effort. The former president never wanted to entertain that issue. But Comrade Idi Mnangagwa is humbling himself, going to Matabeleland to meet with them. He did not even call them to Harare to say, come to the setup. He actually went to Matabeleland and humbled himself. So that kind of a president in Zimbabwe, we never had one like that before. Even the opposition. We don't have any opposition president who is very humble, like Idi Mnangagwa. He is showing as much as he can to bury the issue that is surrounding our country for decades. So, what I'm trying to say is not only that, he's also focusing on development in Matabeleland. There is Gwai and Changani Dam, which is almost complete in completion. And there will be lots of water for people in Matabeleland, which has been always an issue for decades and decades since Zimbabwe acquired independence, actually even before the Smith regime. So now we see that this president is not only trying to work on peace, he's also working on development as well for Zimbabwe and also specifically for people in Matabeleland or with the development that are being done over there. So I think we should thank the president, we should applaud for the work that he's doing right now.
Thank you.
My brother who said he's in hiding, I wouldn't think that my brother is in hiding. Even though I don't dispute that he has issues that he's going through, but I don't think he's in hiding. Because when you are in hiding, you wouldn't come on the press and on the news, and you know, and you are talking about how you wanted the government to be taken, to be teared apart by anyone who is available to do so. I think why he is there in hiding, he should be able to help to secure peace in his country, because to be honest with you, my brother, I don't think ZANU-PF will be removed by someone who go in hiding and then they say whatever they say. We have got a lot of people who have done that. Some even bigger people with big names. So, you know, I would think that it's better for you while we are in hiding there to help us to create peace.
Thank you, Mr. Vusangu. Thank you so much, Mr. Vusangu. Before you respond, Mr. Mzaka Ngulube, let's put into mind that, there is a chamber application, an agent chamber application, that has been filed by Ipech Lukazulu, Zapu and others, who are seeking to bar Mnangagwa and others from exhuming, the bones of people who were killed during the Kukura Undi atrocities. So, Mr. Ngulube, I think you can respond to what Mr. Fusango is saying.
Okay, in the first place, I want to address my brother, I don't know what's his name. Okay, when I'm not in hiding in mountains or in a hole where there's no media, this is now the fourth, if not the fifth generation, where I am. So the next, what this brother should understand, even George, who my central committee member was here, we had an interview with you kids, he acknowledged that we've got problems. And it's actually, what I would simply say is that my brother is singing for his supper because he's in ZANU-PF. He will say anything to defend Mnangagwa for the sake of his stomach to be even filled by food. Honestly, tell the truth, my brother, on the issue of the ground that we are talking about, I think it's an insult to us as people from Matabeleland to tell us that you are addressing the issue of Kukurawundi to your president of Mnangagwa. Because we asked for Mnangagwa. Actually, there's a document that was written by what you call Machabeleland Collective. It was a collective of organizations in Machabeleland. Right now, as this organization is more than 30. As we speak right now, the only people or an organization that is living, that remains today, is for Jenny Williams. The Machabeleland Collective pulled out, most of the organizations, they pulled out of this Machabeleland Collective. If you still remember, when Naoko came to Blawayo, he addressed all people, Izalwas from rural areas, because the real people of that Machabeleland Collective were already moved out of that thing because it was dirty. We are not here as Machabeleland people to sanitize Mnangagwa with what he did during Kukurawundi, killing our people. He's the one who was leading the killing of Machabeleland people. So that's the time when Mnangagwa called Mandebele, he called Ndebele people that they're Tinskens. The next thing that called was the mass murder of Ndebele people. Right now, Mnangagwa declared on national TV that is under attack with the bad apples, with dark forces. My brother, they came to my house, they broke my house, they asked, it was all over media. The next thing, they abducted my niece. And what you mind, I'm coming from prison with the case that I was false accused with this thing. Right now, we've got people who have died, including Chuang Rai, who was poisoned by you guys, ZANU-PF people. Because only one you think Zimbabwe is ZANU-PF. You don't think of other people. We really need peace. I'm one of the people, if you still remember, I once wrote an article when Mnangagwa was being fired doing water jumping to whether Mozambique or whatever until he reached South Africa. I actually condemned what Mugabe was doing. I'm a Zimbabwean. That's it. That's all. But when someone is not doing the right thing, I should stand up for our people, for Zimbabweans. This thing is wrong. So, my brother, you are very wrong there. You've got the wrong narrative about the Kukurawundi issue. You should, from now, go and ask Mnangagwa why is he refusing to apologize first. We need a proper apology. We don't need people like Jenny Williams who have been bribed, and Siamiran who have been bribed to sanitize Mnangagwa, my brother. We really need talks. For how long have we been talking about? Can we talk as Zimbabweans and address our issues? That's why I said no. As Zimbabweans, we find our own solutions as Zimbabweans. But Mnangagwa is not a listening president, as he's saying. He's indicating right, turning left.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ngulube. Let's hear what people are saying about what is going on in Zimbabwe right now. So they sent us messages through WhatsApp. So let's just hear a little bit about what they are saying, because it seems as if some people are very, very angry about what is happening in Zimbabwe right now. So here we go.
In January 2007, Ndabala Lili, Sialuzu Tawaluku Kraundi, abantu bonke kusukela 1980 kuseyafika iunithi ezwa nkomo lomgabe izandu ezapho baphatheke uhlupheke nabantu bemathebeleni yekukurawundi umuntu onkwezelwe kusukela 1980 kuseyafika u-87 basenkingeni abahlalisekanga lalamhlanje abaphilanga asidingi ukubhadalwa kwakuyinto embi liya asidingi ukuthi kukanje kuvulwa amathambo futhi abantu bafile into embi okusalayo amasosha laye ulala abantu abaphilayo ngabuya ezexolisa njalo futhi iningi labantu babaleka bachimizi yabo ama-oveti amaningi alapha e-South Africa yibo abangabe Mnangagwa ezekhulumisana layo ngabuya nje ebook i-stadium ekhulumisane labantu izakhamizi zasemathebelelendi zilapha e-South Africa futhi asobantu bekugrawundi kuphela abanye lokhu befihlwa lamanje lokhu becatshwa labo bazagejwa yini kwena abantu balokhu bechaywa abanye befihlwa uzenza njani ngabo futhi yena ubaba Mnangagwa njani lokhu esebhizi ngalokhu
okhulumayo ngubusani mphuma enkaya komazambane iscot nduna musopo no asazi ukuthi ZANU-PF bonke laba bantu bayizonda na noma bayisukela bonke nje abantu bomhlaba abangathi kuphulwa amalungelo abantu eZimbabwe bona uma besithi akukho njalo ukuthi kambe bonke laba bantu bayizitha zeZANU-PF noma bayizonda iZANU-PF kunjenjena msakazi izwe lethu silizonde thina kodwa indlela ebuswa ngayo yilo elingayisiyo. Bafowethu abantu bahlukumezeka ekhaya, leyo into esingeke siphike futhi esingeke sithini. Alikhize eligcwele amasosha, amasosha iphonga ukubonakala ebantwini. Thina silapha eSouth Africa, abekhona amasosha ngesikhathi se-lockdown, kodwa manje saphindisele ezinkambeni ngoba amasosha vele alodlame, akubona abantu kufuze ukuthi bahlale ebantwini. Le ndlela abatrithwa ngayo nxa besekutraining ayiyona nje indlela yokuthi umuntu wakhona engahlale ebantwini. Please bantu, izana yeke izama ukuthi ihloniphe abantu, ihloniphe ilungele loluntu. Asizonda iZanu PF, sizonda izenzo zayo.
Ukuze lithole ulwazi tholani lokwabanye lokuthile. Kade sibe ngifonelana lomunye omunye osebenza esigabeni sikahulumende sithi kuzakuba lokuyi-tight security kusasa nokuvikela, kumbe kuthiwa ufuna ukugenqula umnankakho wangikhona lo. So esikubonayo kunzima hlobo ezithandekayo, ngoba sikhangela ukuthi inkakhulu ku-transport lapha sijwaye ukuthi amabhasi alestik esibalizupo they are free ukuthwala and athwala abantu more than the number efunakalayo. But any combi engilasitika loba ibhasi engilasitika ingazama ukuthi yenze njalo and ihlibotsho ukuthi kangikwazi ukuthi corona yangikhona yona istikeni esibhalwe zupho ihlibalekele khatshana ithini. Hayi, sicelani bake dat isiphose le moni lelo singavele singabonakale zabakalo zakalo.
So here we're listening to some of the people who sent us audios, and they are saying various things here. The first one was talking about, you know, the remains of people that were killed during the Kukulaundi atrocities. So he says there's absolutely no reason why those people can be exhumed without following proper procedures. So he's not happy about that. And he says maybe the president can do some kind of help to himself by going, let's say, to South Africa in a stadium where he can address some people that actually fled the country because of the Kukulaundi atrocities. So he says that will help a lot. And then with another person who is saying that, you know, the problem is people don't hate ZANU-PF. They hate the manner in which ZANU-PF does a lot of things. So people are not really, really happy at all. Marvelous.
Aiwa kunawo tangatiri kunzwa kubva kune vamwe vateereri vedu vepastudio 7 vanga vachipa pfungwa dzavo panyaya yezviri kuitika munyika pari zvino. I understood, I think he said something, and Mr. Vusango from ZANU-PF was asking kuti why would Mr. Ngulube be here on social media saying that he's in hiding? And then Mr. Ngulube said no, but the kind of hiding that's there today is different from before, because you can be in hiding, but you can also be able to send out information about what's going on. Saka vavhusanga vanga vachitaura ivo kuti ehe vari kuwanda pari zvino nokuti vari kuziva kuti vari kutsvagwa. Asi vavhusanga vezvanopiyesa vanga vari kubvunza kuti ko sei mimi vangurube muri kuti muri kuwanda apa muri pano paprogram muchitaura zviri kuitika kwamuri, zvinoita here kuti munhu ari kuwanda ange ari paprogram pari zvino? Saka vangurube vakati aiwa, kuwanda kwemazuva ano kwakasiyana nekuti pari zvino unogona kunge wakawanda asi uri pachivhitivhiti uchitaura pari kuitika. Vakataura zvakare kuti ivo vakatombotaura nyaya yavamunangagwa mushure mekunge vamunangagwa vawanikwa ivo vachinzi vatizi vachienda kuSouth Africa mushure mekunge vamugave vabviswa pachigaro. Vakati aiwa, hakusi kuti ivo vari kuti ivo vari kushora zvimwe zvakawanda, asi pari zvino havasi kuunzwa kuti ivo vakachengetedzeka munyika yeZimbabwe. Saka ndosaka pari zvino vari kuwanikwa ivo vari kuzviti vari kukwanisa kunge vakawanda.
Miss Pepe, so I think you are back right now. So tell us a bit about your kind of opinion about what is taking place in Zimbabwe right now, and how best can all these issues can be resolved, in your own opinion?
First of all, I would like to correct this. My brother was speaking in Shona.
Uh-huh.
It's wrong to say we need to bury the Kukulaundi issue. The president needs to engage the people of Matabeleland and to testify, not bury the issue, because it's a painful task that can never be buried. You see? Careless talk if you say we need to engage people so that we can bury this Ugraundi issue once and for all. No, that thing can never be buried.
Yeah, I would like to come in after that. Thank you.
Okay, go ahead.
And then secondly, like what is happening in Zimbabwe, as I had said before, the president, in my opinion, I think he's the one. If I were to maybe engage the president one day, what I can advise him is he needs to take these things seriously. He needs to come out there and let people know how he feels about these things. Because right now it looks like he doesn't even know what is happening in his own country. And that is wrong. People cannot keep disappearing. People cannot keep on, like, being brutalized the way things are happening. It's very sad. And then there is not even once when we hear the president coming out, like, one thing may be the accountability of the missing persons or they're trying to find out those being brutalized, like, who exactly is behind everything. I think that's what we need from the president at the moment, because I believe he is the one person who has all the power to stop whatever is happening right now. Because if him, as the most powerful man in the country, cannot stop what is happening and he's powerless when it comes to what is happening, then it's very sad because the citizens are going to continue being brutalized and with no one to defend them. It's a sad scenario.
Yes,
tell me why you can't do it. Right now, abantu abala muntu ongabavikela abantu bakhangelele kuye yena umongameli. I believe ukuthi uyabona ngesikhathi kusasele umgabe. The way abantu akade bemesaba ngakhona umgabe kumbe besenzakalani yindlela esayenzakala lamanje. And I think yena mayenga sukuma phansi atho right now ukuthi lento needs to stop. Aengage labo abantu aba responsible at the top ukuthi kube yibo ababona ukuthi uZulu uphephile, umphakathi uphephile. I believe ukuthi into zonke lezi zizophela. Kodwa yena njengo president mayezikhulele kumbe la uyesaba. Then ukuthi umphakathi uzoba helpless forever. Akulanto ezosiza umphakathi. Abantu bazohlala benyamalala, abantu bazohlala bechaywa, besenziwani zonke lezi zinto ezenzakalayo. Angiboni ukuthi yena upresident engathi kakwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani elizweni lakhe right now, ngoba these days le-social media ukhona ku-Twitter, ukhona ku-Facebook. I'm sure zonke izinto ezenzakalayo somehow, noma ebusy, I know he's a very busy man, but I'm sure kumele kube khona ngelinye ilanga even abantu abakhe endlini.
Yes, that was our colleague Mapepe. So, Mr. Fuzambu, your reaction to what she's saying, very briefly.
Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. Yeah, and I want to thank my sister who just spoke there. One thing I want my sister to know is, I think she didn't maybe probably get me very well when I said bury the issue. I think I said the president is engaging, and engagement, my sister, comes with you know, a lot of things that you are discussing. It's a round table discussion where he came, and I said it very well that he came to listen, my sister, to listen to the victims, to those relatives of the victims, okay? So that he can hear and see how he can move forward. And I said, there is a series of these round tables coming up. And I think, my sister, it's very unfair also for you to have a president who is humbling himself coming to Matabeleland to listen to hear than the former president we had, who was actually the president when this thing happened. So I think you are very unfair for yourself and for people like us as well. Now going to the second thing. Let me finish you. You got your time, my sister. I think let's respectfully, you know, I get my time. I didn't interrupt you. So now, when it comes to the issue of Ugraundi, my sister, one thing I want you to know. Ugraundi issue does not only bother the Matabeleland people. It bothers also us as Jonathan. I'm a Karanga, and it bothers me that I have relatives who are in the village. Okay? So the president himself also, He also has some relatives who are the relatives as well. So the Gukurahun issue, let's not keep on making it a tribal issue. It's no longer a tribal issue, my sister. It's now a national issue. That's why it's on a national agenda. So let's not try to continue preaching tribalism. Because the moment we continue, say the president does not understand what he's doing, you know, the people from Makedonia suffered. We all know. We also suffered. We are not here to say that it happened, so it's good. No, it's not good for anyone. It's not good for the country. We want that to be erased from the history of our country. That's why we are trying to do this dialogue so that people
can be erased. That will not be erased. He can engage to appease,
yes,
not to but erase.
Because they are not understanding. What I mean by erased is that we are not going to continue having this issue being talked about. Now we are talking about this issue over and over. The president is dealing with this so that in the future, tomorrow...
We cannot talk about this forever. Yes, we can never erase this issue, my brother.
Look at what happened in South Africa. In South Africa, Botha and the apartheid killed South Africans. But what did Mandela do? The South Africans now, they are working hand-in-hand with their white brothers in South Africa. And South Africa's economy is growing. There is no tribal issues in South Africa. We, our people, when they go to South Africa, they are actually suffering tribalism. But South Africans, they've got more tribes than we have in Zimbabwe. But you and I, we want to continue arguing about tribalism. As this is one of us is being tribal. I'm not being tribal, so don't bring that tribalism to me. I'm not tribal. I want the issue of Gukurahun to be dealt with so that in the future my children are not going to meet a developed child and still talk about tribalism. This is what I'm talking about, my sister. So please wake up from your sleep and understand. We want this to be dealt with. Thank you.
So now, let's turn to Mr. Ngulube. Mr. Ngulube, I think you understand where these two are coming from. And at the end of the day, is Mr. Mnangagwa the right person to actually tackle this issue?
Basically, I think maybe this issue as this brother is saying, the issue of Gukurahundi. Yes, of course, it's a tribal thing because it was a way of silencing or reducing the number of Ndebeles. Automatically, they were trying to crush the Nkomo tribe during that time. Of course, at our age, we should desist from the issue of using tribalism. Mm-hmm. I believe myself, maybe I became popular with it. We should see each other as brothers and sisters. Whether we're Shona or Ndebele, we should be one people. But now, the issue that we've got, Mnangagwa is the perpetrator of Gukurahundi. He's the one who caused the Gukurahundi. So he cannot be the accused, the defense lawyer. He cannot be everything, the judge, the magistrate of the issue. What we want from Mnangagwa is a proper way of acknowledging by apologizing to the people of Matabeleland. That's the same thing. When we asked even Robert Mugabe, we need him. We don't need his money. We don't need him to go and bribe people like Jane Williams, Williams and Miss Emira. We want Mnangagwa to humble himself, call a meeting, the chiefs, the affected people, the victims. We also want this thing to be actually resolved. We need to move forward as a country, yes, but in the right way. We also need accountability in this issue. We should take accountability of this Gukurahundi issue. They acknowledge they really did this thing. They are apologizing to people for much. And also, with immediate effect in the issue of still abducting and also killing people from Matabeleland. Because it's still happening. So how are we going to listen to Mnangagwa and still persecuting our people? You saw what happened in our houses. You saw the way they were abducting people, the way they did to Jawanda, the nephew to Matutu, they did to Nokolo. The same thing that was done by the guys of the 5th Brigade, but they used a knife to remove my niece's clothes in just much using a knife. Same thing that was happening when they were ripped off the bellies of pregnant people during Gukurahundi. The problem that we talk about is that now is denying. what they did. They should take accountability, acknowledge the Kukura Wundi, not to bring other people like the hungry people like Omos, who wants to come back to parliament and he wants employment from now on. It was a civil war. Who were they fighting? Were they fighting all people in rural areas to remove, killing people in that current manner? So what we are saying, we are saying the issue should be solved, but in a right way that is going to satisfy the poor Machiavelli land. This brother of mine who was talking, let me tell you, my brother, I'm Joshua Timzatsanguluwe. I'm a leader from Machiavelli. I'm 35 years old. We had leaders like Joshua Mkawonkomo. They are now late. They died before finishing the conclusion in this issue. We now expect Mnangagwa to engage the people from Machiavelli. I'm also a leader. Being a leader doesn't mean I have to be in ZANU-PF for MTC and become an MP. I'm a leader. The first that I stand up and fight for people from Machiavelli means I'm a leader there. Mnangagwa should engage the right people. We want Mnangagwa to go back to the document that was written by the really Machiavelli and the collective. We want him to solve the ground issue, but let him be a listening president.
Thank you, Mr. Ngulube. Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Ngulube. Mapepe, get on this in the very corner for us to just briefly, because it's marvelous. Go ahead.
But there is no way we can mention because Kukurawundi and tribalism goes hand in hand. There is no way we can actually mention Kukurawundi and then let's put when I tribalism I seven. In the way, when it comes to Kukurawundi to begin with, you look and 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 you right now, ANs abantu bengathi kabayiyamukeli le nto inhliziyo zabantu bamathebeli le nto zibuhlungu i-marginalization ekhona as long as bengalungisanga leyo nto leyo abantu bamathebeli le nto bezizwe labo ukuthi bangabantu endaweni yakibo ngenye into ezohlala isihlupha ngoba noma singafuni ukuthi sithi kungathiwa ngilobandlululo but abantu bengazizwa ukuthi bona they belong in that country akulanto esiyabe siyilungisa kuyakufana lokuthi siyadlala so mina ngiqondanga ukuthi ngibandlulule but asikwazi ukuthi sikhulume ngegugrawundi vele singamenshini kubandlulule
ye kufana sikuthiwa ma
so what I'm trying to say is that the ugrawundi issue goes hand in hand with the tribalism. There is no way we can say we're trying to correct the ugrawundi past without mentioning tribalism. And the other thing I think that's causing all this is the marginalization. Like the people of Machiavelli don't feel that they belong, like they have equal rights in that country. The same rights that the people from Mashonaland have. I think that's where the other problem is coming from. So that needs to be fixed as well if we need to move past the Kukurawundi issue and the tribalism issue. We should fix the marginalization as well.
Thank you very much, Marvelous.
Thank you. Can I come also, please? I need to respond.
Yes,
to
go ahead.
This question is directed to us.
Go ahead.
So I think what I believe Brother Gibbs is that when we dialogue in Zimbabwe, when we dialogue and you know I have my sister and my brother who are head to heart. About what happened in the past, okay? That tribalism was there before Kukurawundi. Let's be very clear about that. There was always tribalism before Kukurawundi because we have tribes. Whenever you have tribes, you have got issues. That's why if you live in a country where there's racism and you are black and they are white people, you're still going to have racism. It's going to be there. But it's how we handle ourselves as we move forward and how do we make our country prosper. The most important thing is what we need to do is when we dialogue, let's understand that we are all in the same boat. What you are wishing for is exactly what everybody in Mashonaland is actually wishing for. That's why the president is actually taking time to go to Machiavelli, right? He's not doing there because he wants people from Machiavelli to vote for him. It's not because of that. So now I'm seeing that when we continue dialoguing, it will bring our country, you know, back into a social state where we are all socializing with no problems. People can freely move and go anywhere with no issues. The issue of looking down at the president while he is trying to do this initiation. It will actually not help us. Because look at Rwanda. In Rwanda, I think the genocide in Rwanda probably was even worse than in Zimbabwe. We are not saying it was good. It was bad. We don't need genocide in any country. As Africans, we don't need that. The Velas and Shonas, we are brothers at the end of the day. So now, look at where Rwanda is now. And when did the genocide in Rwanda happen? And what is stopping Zimbabweans from becoming like Rwandese so that our country could also be back to be the breadbasket of Africa? We are the ones, my sister and my brother, my sister Nguluwe and my brother Bebe. We are the ones who can actually turn this country. My brother, you are almost the same age with me. I'm sure my sister is a little bit the same also. But we are the leaders of tomorrow. We want to sit side by side tomorrow and see what we can do with our country. But we cannot do it if we are not recognizing each other right now. If you are doing something that is good and you are trying to initiate the talks to see what we can do about the Kukurahundi issue, we want our brothers in Matabeleland and our sisters in Matabeleland to understand that this is a good initiation. You should be thankful for this development because this has not been there before. So this, we are moving towards the right direction. But if we are trying to do the positive thing and you are actually saying, no, it's not the right way, then what do you want things to be? Do you want people to sit back and just leave it? Like what happened to Robert Mugabe, who left it? You leave it, and then the next president will say, ah, why me? I don't know anything. I'm leaving it as well. Is that what we want?
Thank you very much. Can you put that in Shona? In Shona, please.
I'm a president. Let us hit my initiation. Twitter piece. Nekuti haya kukura hundi ikwanse kuti itwe resolve. Zvinhu zvakanaka zvokuti isu mabrothers nemasisters vekumatebelele tinofanira kutenda mukuru wenyika nezvaari. Nokuti mukuru wenyika haasi kumanikidzwa kuita zvaari kuita. Anogona ngoti I'm not gonna deal nenyaya yekukura hundi and hapana zvomunomita. And hapana kana any Shona or Ndebele can do to him. He can actually say I'm not doing it. But he is humbling himself vachiinda kumatebelele kunonzwa achiterera as he said he's a listening president. When you say, I'm listening, press, but last week in Matabeleland, if you go and sit down with the Vakanga civil society, Vakanga Sangana of Matabeleland, the investor of the Pam Sangana, Vachifara, President, Vakanga Yara, Vachitera, that being a listening president in English. So what I'm saying is, Gati Save, Van Vanoko Shora, Nesano PF, Nomkuru and Nika. Nobody can ask Eroka, especially if you have ine issue yekuRwanda yegenocide yakaitika kuRwanda. Tikatarisa kuti kuRwanda, genocide yekuRwanda yakaitika rini. Genocide yekuZimbabwe, what do you call the Kukurahundi, yakaitika rini. But Rwanda, in part, has. Vanhu vekuRwanda, kana ukatarisa, even ukaenda pa YouTube ukatarisa. Vanhu vekuRwanda, havachina problem ye genocide anymore. Nyika yavo yakubudirira nokuti vakaita resolve their issue. Vakomana kumatebelela, nevasikana kumatebelela. We are one people, one country, we want to resolve this issue. We want to resolve this issue. Saka kana vakaramba vachisiya mapresident aya anozorizorova ndiani nokuti inini kana ndikazoita president mangwana ndinokutaurira kuti kukurahundi handinei nayo because payakaitwa ndandichitori mwana mudoko dealing nemaproblems akaitika before I have got better things to do and you can't do nothing to me.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Saka ngatitendei mukuru wenyika nebasa raari kuita.
Thank you very much, but I think we've lost Marvelous's audio. We cannot hear her. So I think she'll come back and join us again. So now, Baba Mzaka, just 1 minute, Baba Sasia Valuterate.
Okay, the problem is that he is the accused in this Kukurahundi issue. And he cannot be the accused witness and the judge in this in one case. We should go back, like right now, we've got an issue. This ZANPF, they are denying. I think we need acknowledgement. The ZANPF Nangawa should acknowledge and with his colleagues that this Kukurahundi thing happened. We need accountability of what happened. And then the atonement on the issue, how are we going to resolve this thing moving forward? You say he should be arrested or what? We need proper procedure. Because this, let me just go back to this brother of mine who said, if he becomes the president, he will just forget. This issue is going to haunt even the next generation of our kids, even the Shona kids that are coming.
Mm-hmm.
This thing should be solved once and for all. I want to say to Uti, in one of the articles, that Nangakwa should make sure these guys, Nangakwas and the Shilis, before he passed away, they should address the issue of Kukurawundi. Because by leaving it hanging right now, they are creating something that is very bad to the next generation. It won't stop. Honestly, because this thing, it was related to us by our fathers, our grandmothers. We are also relating this thing to our kids.
Mm-hmm.
They are asking how it happened. Killing people like that, serial kids are betraying them that. This thing should be solved. Even whoever the president will come, whether he's young, will be 17, and tries to know this thing, it will erupt one
day. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Ngurube. Marvelous.
Ndanda funza, va vusango kuti, saka vari kuona remangwana renyika rakamira sei. Mushure mwezi kutaurwa navangu Lube nevamwe.
Ini ndiri kuona nyaya yekukura hundi ichiita come to be resolved. Nokuti initiations acho akatotanga. And first meeting yakanga iri very positive. Kureva kutoti next meeting yakatosetwa. Saka vanhu vari kubari involved. Vari kutoenda kunoita madiscussions aya. Zvokuti vana vangu ndiye vana vabebe ava dei vakanga vari vanhu vokumushawo ikoko vachibvunzawo vachikwanisa kuti kana zvibvunzo vachitoendavo ikoko kumadiscussions vanoendavo nokuti president vari kuterera ende vanoda kuti nyaya iyi iitwe resolve. Saka ini ndoda kuti ramangwana reZimbabwe rinenge rakatojeka nokuti nyaya iyoyi ikagadziriswa hatichazorambi tine nyaya iyoyi kumatebeleland vevanhu vokumatebeleland havachazorambi futi vachifira kunge vari kuitwa sideline pa development and the social activities and everything for the country. Nokuti president vedu ava vari kuratidza kuti munhu ari kuda kutoti matebeleland ibudirire. Saka sometimes zvatofanira kuita sevanhu ndozvokuti ngatiregei kuda kuruma ruoko kuri kuda kupa chikafu. Nokuti tiri kuda kutozvidhwa president vari kuda kutipa peace kumatebeleland nestability nedevelopment. Saka zvinhu zvanga zvisiripo zvinhu zvakasakamboitwa kumatebeleland before kubva patakahwina nyika yedu muna 1980. Saka ndiri kuti vanhu vokumatebeleland ngavave nepatience uye vakwanisewo kuunderstanda kuti vaite mwoyo murefu vachitenda president nezvavari kuita. Nokuti kana vakati ivo munhu akauya achida kukuterera iwe wakumurova munhu iyeye kana kuti wakumutaura kuti iwewendiwe pepedzeta. Saka ava brother vangu vanga vachitaura ava brother vangu Ngurube bebe vatengi kana vachiti Mnangagwa president Mnangagwa ndivo vanga vari accused but vari kuti kudivo vanoda kuti nyaya iitwe resolve. Then you see now we start going around on circle. President venyika kana muchiti vari accused vakaenda ri kukoti vakachajwa kunzi is accused. Which court said he was accused. We can't do that. Let's not put a case on someone unless they are accused. It's very dangerous. We don't want to continue creating volatile situations in Zimbabwe. Tiri kuda kugadzisa nyaya yegukura hundi ikwanisike kuti iite resolve. Saka tipewo mukanwa iwoyo ndatenda.
Thank you very much. Miss Pepe, 10 seconds. Your last word.
Into engaitwa kuphela ikuthi we mustn't try and suppress this issue. Le nto yinto ekuhlungu eyenzakalayo. Yena upresident needs to engage abantu bemathebeleland, try as hard as he can to appease.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I think there's no extra time here. Marvelous.
Yeah,
so we will take our guest this evening, Mr. Regis Vusangu of ZANU-PF. We also wish to thank Mr. Joshua Timzata Ngurube. He is a political activist. And Ms. Vivian Pepe, she's also a political activist. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stube.
I'm Marvelous Mtlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of COVID-19. And by the way, this is a pre-recorded program, so by the time you watch this, the figures may have changed.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.